10 years ago, before the Iraq War started, we took a trip to Washington, D.C. We organized buses to take part in the protests before the Iraq War started. And on our way back, we sat to eat dinner, and the media said that there was 10,000 people there. And we had done a small count, and there was a minimum of 225,000 people. So we realized that it was going to be incumbent upon us as the people to get the word out, and decided that from that point on, we would be protesting twice a week in St. Petersburg.
What types of issues and actions have you done in the last 10 years, and what are you concentrating on today?
Sure. The Iraq War obviously was the impetus, but in short time, we realized that there was a wide range of issues. And we had to focus on Iraq for a long time because that was either just about ready to happen or was going on. But we branched out into Afghanistan and Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, Libya, of course, Palestine. There was a coup of Haiti that we participated in actions, and the Israeli aggression against Lebanon. And we're constantly speaking out for the aggressive rhetoric towards Iran. But because it's not just foreign policy that we're interested in, we've reached out into a wide range of areas in order to form solidarity with other groups, but also because that's what we believe in. Things like the BP oil spill and the bailouts. And we've been very active with the homeless community, and we're involved in the tent cities there. And we did Food Not Bombs feedings for a few years with the LGBT community, with immigrants' rights, with the Quran burning, with police killings in St. Petersburg, with the torture photos that we're trying to get released, with weapons manufacturers in the Tampa Bay area, of course, with WikiLeaks. And a bottom line has been our struggle for free speech.
This weekend, you're celebrating your 10th anniversary. Give us the details.
Yeah, you know, after 10 years, it's passed by so quickly that we realize it's time to celebrate a victory. It crept up on us. We hadn't really paid much attention. So we're going to get together this Saturday night at the L Train on Central Avenue in St. Pete. We're going to have a raffle and music and, you know, cake, and just have a good time and bring everybody together to show acknowledgement to everyone who's participated to make this happen, just to kind of enjoy each other's company for an evening.